I was given your number. I've been seeing something I'd like maybe you to explain to me.
Okay.
We live on the Washington side of the river and see into Oregon, and every night about 15 to 7, I see this light the last three nights, and it's above the ridge of the mountain and up in the sky, and it's real bright. At first, I just thought it was a star. And anyway, it stays on for about a half an hour, and then it moves slightly to the west, and then it slowly disappears down the ridge of the mountain and back of it. And I wondered if you could give me any information on what you think I might be seeing.
You mean this actually descends and goes behind the mountain?
Right. And I called our neighbors last night, and they saw it too, and it looked just like a bright star to them, but they watched, and it just, in I'd say a half an hour or so, it just stayed behind the ridge of the mountain.
Okay, now about what time does this happen?
About 15 to 7, and I've noticed it all three evenings. And the day now, I saw in the daylight a great big glowing object, and it looked like it was on the Oregon Highway, and it was flashing, like it was clicking, taking pictures. And I don't know if this had anything to do with it or not. But it's really strange, and it's just got my curiosity up.
Okay, now, you're looking west or east, right, when you see this the first object?
I'm at Lyle, so I'm looking straight across. It would be, let's see, more south.
South, okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And you don't see this object come up to start with?
No. It's just there in the sky shining real bright, just like a star, only it's so much brighter.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Pure white?
Yes.
And then after you watch it for a while, it just descends down behind a hill.
It slowly moves. There's a clump of trees there, and of course it's a lot higher than them, but I identify by that, and it slowly moves sort of west, northwest, and then all of a sudden it just goes behind the ridge of the mountain.
And then it doesn't come up?
No. You know, I never see it again.
Okay. Does this light have any defined shape of any kind?
No, it doesn't, except that it, as I say, looks identical to a star, only it's so much brighter.
Okay. No, I can't, that obviously would not be a star of any kind. No way.
Uh-huh. And have you ever had any reports on anything similar?
Well, yes, not in this area, but, I mean, this is nothing new, having glowing objects hovering and then dropping down behind a hill out of sight.
Uh-huh.
And you've been watching that how long?
For three nights. And not only I have seen it, but my kids and, like today now, I saw this other thing that was glowing, and I got out the telescope, and it actually cast a light on the Columbia River, the river being real smooth today. And I could see this light on the river, but when I went to get it on the object, then I couldn't see it at times. Other times I couldn't. It was just bright, like a fireball.
Well, now, did that appear to be hovering just above the river?
It's right along the Oregon Highway.
Would that be Interstate 80?
Yes.
Uh-huh, okay.
Uh-huh.
And how long did you watch that?
Well, it lasted about an hour.
And when did you first spot it?
Oh, gee, I got so excited about it. It must have been about, it had to be about 11:30.
That was this morning?
Mm-hmm.
And this thing cast light in the broad daylight like
that? Uh-huh. And it was so brilliant that it cast this light right on the river. And it looked like, to me, like it was taking pictures, like it was clicking, you know, every time a truck or car passed.
Uh-huh.
And my husband looked. He thought it was just probably a road sign or something, but I studied it too long. You know, there was no way it could have been a road sign.
Okay, could you give me an estimate in size of that? Could you compare it with anything?
A beach ball.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
And was that also, you say that was a fiery red?
No, it wasn't. It was white.
Brilliant white again, okay.
Brilliant white. There's been no color in it at all, other than it's just glowing white.
You watched that about an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see it leave?
In my eyes, I saw it disappear, but my husband thought it was still that road sign. But looking at it now, of course, the lighting's different. There's nothing.
Uh-huh.
So I just don't know. I think I'm going crazy, but it's really exciting, but sort of frightening, too.
Okay. Was that one that was hovering on the river by the freeway, was that absolutely stationary?
Yeah, except that I saw this clicking. It looked
right.
Like. Mm-hmm.
Right, okay.
And I wanted to ask you, is there a toll-free number to call in case you do see these things or not?
Well, no, actually, this is the only such public number in the...
Okay, where are you at?
We're in Seattle.
Oh, I see, uh-huh. Okay.
Well, we sure appreciate your call on this, and we'll get on this right away.
Okay, great.
I'm really interested in the one that you saw this morning.
I am, too. That, to me, was quite frightening.
Okay, where did you get our number?
Pardon?
Where did you get our number?
The Air Force, the Dallas Air Force.
Okay, thank you very much.
You bet, thank you.
Bye-bye.